You know the old saying, everybody complains about the weather, but nobody devotes a whole bunch of time in the radio to making fun of it? Not true. Here's our weather coverage from 2014.
Go home, Arctic. You're drunk.
That was Greg Layden writing at scienceblogs.com about the big what this week.
The polar vortex?
Yes, indeed. This was the polar vortex, a spinning cold air monster that usually lives at the North Pole, but as you heard, got drunk and stumbled down through Canada to fall asleep on top of us. It was colder in Chicago, this is true, than in Antarctica this week.
Wow.
The polar bear at the Chicago Zoo really said, to hell with this, and went inside. And the penguin said, idiot, now they know we can talk. More true stories. With the wind chill, it was colder in Minnesota this week than it was on Mars. And the Mars rover was so not cool about this, it kept posting pictures of itself on a hammock. And you guys, of course, endured the worst of it in L.A., Paula
there
and
was,
Adam.
There was a moment.
Yeah, me,
there.
I was in L.A. this weekend.
We came pretty close to having to put on pants at one point.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually bundle up during the winter, even though I live in Santa Monica. Because in the morning, often it gets into the 50s. No, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. And there's like a breeze too, right?
Yeah, because it's near the water.
The windshield goes down to like 49.9.
Does that, exactly
does
right.
That mean, does that mean you have to wear your thermal sandals?
No, I do wear a thick sock, however. And
one.
Of course, a high-waisted cottony brief.
Oh, dear.
And people tried to have fun with this. One big thing, you know that trick, you probably saw it on YouTube, where it's really cold and you throw boiling water in the air and it turns to snow? True fact, at least 50 people across the country scalded themselves trying to do this.
Well, they didn't realize you were supposed to go outside.
Right.
They threw it at one another. I thought it was going to freeze.
It was probably stuff like, you know, this
it's
idea
physics
like...
physics' fault.
It'll freeze faster if I throw it directly into the wind.
Have you ever been in minus 15 degree weather, Paula?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
You don't even have time to make up a plausible lie, do you?
I'll tell you something. Sometimes at the beach, we'll have a cooler.
Yeah.
And, boy, you reach in there to get a soda.
That's
and
true.
I got to tell you, whoo! You know what I'm saying?
It's
mean,
tough, Paula.
Nippy pippy, yeah.
I understand.
You're going to let a glass ceiling hold you back? A glass ceiling? You're a hurricane for crying out loud. Just shatter it.
That was NPR's own Beth Novi giving advice for what particular kind of hurricane this week?
One's named after female.
You're right. Very good. Hurricanes with female names. A study that came out this week showed that female hurricanes do more damage because people do not take female-named hurricanes as seriously as they do male-named hurricanes. You know, because we think of lady hurricanes as dainty things, just sitting around putting on makeup, reading Cosmos, 35 ways to obliterate your man this weekend issue. But no, they're hurricanes.
Does it depend on the... I mean, Hurricane Lily is hard to take
as
a matter
of fact,
as like Hurricane like Bertha.
No, which, as a matter of fact...
which, of course, is a fat hurricane.
No, I think... Hurricane Hildegard, you take seriously.
This is actually true. There's even a difference between the quality of names. If it's a particularly kind of girly name, you know, like Hurricane Miley, no one takes it seriously.
Right.
Hurricane Crystal with four Ys.
Yeah.
That just strips all the clothes off the people in town.
Hurricane Kesha. Yeah. That dollar sign.
That seems serious. So there are two solutions suggested for this problem. First, give hurricanes both names and nicknames. So it's Hurricane Tiffany, the devourer of worlds. And second, doing nothing, because anybody who doesn't get out of the way of a hurricane because it has a girly name deserves what's coming to it.
I was just going to say, though, at least female hurricanes will ask for directions and it will find you.
Yeah.
It will get to you. Male hurricane might just drive off, doesn't know where to go.
I've been up this coast before.
I got it.
All right, let's turn around, go back to the Caribbean.
I have GPS, I got it.
I would love to see a hurricane, like, pull into a bank and be like,
She made me come in here. Where's North Carolina?
Mo, it's tough being in a relationship these days, what with Facebook, Twitter, and gay marriage, breaking up couples. Well, new research out this week says there's another threat to monogamy. What?
Oh, gosh. I mean, another threat to monogamy. The internet was alluded, includes, when you said Facebook, that's not that.
We have a microphone in Mo's brain.
I'll give you a hint. You could say it's an inconvenient truth about love.
Oh, global warming.
Yes.
Okay.
Dating site Victoria Milan asked 5,000 members if stress about the heating weather would cause them to cheat. 72% said yes. The site's CEO says, summer loving is something everybody experiences when they're growing up, unquote. So basically watching the planet broil is going to make us all want to go neck with Eileen Greenwald under the boardwalk again.
Neck?
Boardwalk?
It's not the March of the Penguins. It's the Walk of Shame of the Penguins.
Fracking.
Yeah.
Fracking. Fracking does sound...
Just well, fracking.
Fracking.
Yeah. Ozone hole. Sorry.
We've just been reduced to saying things that are suggestive. Yeah. Fracking. Ozone hole. Drilling. Deep water horizon.